Chapter 3, ISO 27001 versus SOC 2. While ISO 27001 and SOC 2 frameworks have significant overlap, there are some important distinctions between the two standards. ISO 27001 requirements are far more precise than SOC 2. Unlike SOC 2, ISO 27001 requirements are largely non-negotiable. While businesses can choose TSCs based on the business needs for SOC 2, ISO 27001 asks to complete more specific controls and processes to achieve certification. For example, there's no process to compensate for weaknesses with other controls, like leaning on RBAC for user access controls with SOC 2. Overall, ISO 27001 is less malleable than SOC 2, a longer audit process and cycle, and requires more internal team knowledge. Let's dive into some other differences. Customer location. SOC 2 applies to businesses operating in North America or doing business in North America, largely within the U.S. ISO 27001 is an international standard, usually required by businesses in the European Union and the U.K. Report versus certification. Both SOC 2 and ISO 27001 require formal audit processes, but the end results differ. SOC 2 report. At the completion of your SOC 2 audit, auditors will provide businesses with an in-depth report to share with customers, partners, and investors. This report includes a description of the system and controls to protect the data that is held or transferred through it. Most importantly, auditors will include a rating of the system's information security posture. ISO 27001 certification. In contrast, certified ISO 27001 auditors issue a two-page certification. This includes the scope of the business's ISMS, date of issuance and expiration, and locations of the business's systems in scope. This certification does not include an in-depth analysis of the system like SOC 2. However, internal reports can be used to improve information security for future audits. Scope and timeline. Fortunately, SOC 2 and ISO 27001 walk through the same type of process to get compliant. From gap analysis to control implementation, risk assessment, and audit, the two frameworks are fairly similar and require many of the same types of controls. SOC 2 design and implementation, 3 months. ISO 27001 design and implementation, 6 months. SOC 2 audit, 6 to 12 weeks annually. ISO 27001 audit, internal, 3 to 6 weeks annually. External, 6 to 12 weeks every other year. Cost. ISO 27001 certification is a lengthy process that requires specific auditors to execute and issue the certification. The audit itself can be expensive, particularly with hiring 2 independent auditors for the internal audit and the formal certification audit. Expect ISO 27001 to be slightly more expensive than a SOC 2 report.